And now for something completely different.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, that's enough. This is where I come in. Live from somewhere around... Oh, God.
I think they'll want me to do better than that.
Okay. Live from somewhere around Australia, please welcome your very own Jimmy and May here tonight for your...
Let me check.
Wednesday. Take it away, boys.
Oh, Australia, how good is just some Wednesday night tech issues? We love it. You got 22 extra minutes of music before you had to put up with this rubbish, and now we're back on the air, and I'm going to give a massive round of applause to our saviour, our absolute saviour tonight, because he is stuck around after his own show. Please welcome Road Daddy from the Abby Chatfield Show.
Hey guys. Hi. How fun, isn't
it?
Radio.
We love Rowan, and you're not going to believe it. She's stuck around as well.
Abby Chatfield!
Is she?
No, she gets paid literally by the minute. She's not sticking around. She's not sticking around, boys. No, she's not. Isn't this fun?
It's all of us hanging out. Producer Grace, you're here too, mate. You're having a good time behind the scenes. Stress and call about 500 people.
A stretch, but we're here, and that's what matters.
I'll tell you what's exciting. The fact that, like, obviously a lot of people we work with are normally probably asleep or in bed or winding up their work day. Mm. Not when Jimmy and Nath are on row, because we've called about 8 different people just to get us on air. How good is that?
It's good fun, isn't it?
I just, Nath, massive round of applause for yourself.
Oh, thank you, mate.
For producer Grace, for Rowan, for sticking around to push the buttons.
Max helped as well.
Yeah, for Max
producer
as well.
Max.
Producer Max. I hadn't finished, guys, let me.
Sorry.
You weren't going to say
Rowan,
Max.
Rowan, you're fine. You can jump over me. You're new to the show. Producer Grace, we've been doing this a while.
That's true.
That Max, true. Max helped.
Okay. Shark behind the scenes, our Knock team. That's our tech team has a fun name.
Mm.
But I will say the person who did the least was me, and I also said let's just call it a night and go home.
Yeah. Can I just say Jimmy was so quick to go. Well, we can't get on. Let's head home.
So quick, too, guys.
Like, so quick. Yeah. So I just want to. This is a little peek.
I'm behind the curtains.
And how dedicated Rowan is to not just his own show, but to the station in general. He was straight away. Put his hand up to stick around to help us out. We were off air for 2 minutes and Jim's like, well, that's it. Head home, guys.
Yeah. I think the words were, nah, guys, I'm happy to wear it. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
And look, if there's one thing that I do, I wear it. I'm just happy to wear it, own it, and,
well,
you know.
Here's the thing. Our pay can be docked 22 minutes, and Ro, you can take 22 minutes extra pay, mate. So there's your third.
I don't need any more money, but I do need praise to go to the bosses. So as long as they can know, all the money in the world, great.
Absolutely. Grace, send off an email.
I will.
Shout it out, mate.
Leave out the bit that Jimmy wanted to leave straight away, because I'd love a KY tomorrow.
No, put it in there, because it makes Rowan look even better.
Yeah.
Jimmy from the Jimmy and A Show wanted to leave. Rowan from Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield decided to stay.
How committed I am to the craft?
We love you, mate.
Love you,
guys. What we are going to do is we're going to give you a bit of a break from us talking. Not if they've already had 22 minutes of it. We do have some stuff coming up. We're still going to do a round of gossip, Grace. We've also got something that we need Australia's help with. That's all coming up very, very soon. But Road Daddy, let's go to the news, babe.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
So you got the Jimmy and Nath Show, who after a few tech issues has made it back on the airwaves. Around the radios of Australia. Massive round of applause to everybody who helped out. Thank you, guys. We're back.
It's good to be back, even though I tried to leave.
a few times.
Yeah.
You had your keys in your hand at one point.
Well, I mean, look, another massive round of applause. Rowan's here. Yeah. Yeah.
Road
Daddy.
Good on you, Rowan.
Tassie.
Sticking around after hot nights as well. God, far out. It's a
just
big day.
Just does it all, guys.
He's a good man. Look, I want to ask now on 131060, what went wrong? We figure that, you know, this whole show's...
Sorry, why on earth would you ask that?
Well, Nath, there probably is people just tuning in now, but this whole show's been a bit of a mare.
Mm.
We didn't manage to get on to, 20 minutes after?
22
past. 9:22, yeah.
Mm. Thank you, producer.
Thanks, statistician.
I looked at my watch and I went, I'll remember that.
It was 9:22 and 08 milliseconds.
She'll be journaling about that later on.
Yeah. She's like, it must have been my fault. How was it? You did have a look on your face, Grace. Like, you did think it was your fault.
Well, I think I just maybe need to learn more about the other side of the desk. Because there's a lot of buttons and I don't know what most of them
do. I need to apologise to you, Grace, because I thought it was your fault 100%.
Did you actually?
For a small portion of time. Like
that's
22
fair.
Minutes.
I thought about it for a lot of the time too. But
yeah, that's right. But it wasn't your fault. It was nobody's fault. It just happens, guys. Sometimes things just go wrong. Jim.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
I mean, to sort of describe what's happening, how this nightmare unfolded, and again, 1360, what went wrong? Share your stories. It could be a workplace one. It could be a date that went wrong. Whatever it was, we just thought, you know, this has gone really bad. So share your stories. But to sort of explain what's happened is Ro is with producer Grace in Sydney.
Yep.
Nathan and I are in Hobart in Tasmania. Now, Rowan, I don't know if you know this, but Nathan and I, we like to take the show on the road. We like to get out and about. You know,
you
we've been doing radio.
You love getting out and about, don't you?
Certainly
doing
do.
Doing things, mate. You know,
right now.
I love it.
Oh, Jimmy wanted to get out and about pre-show.
Yeah. If everyone missed that, it took him 30 seconds into the tech issues. He went, guys, I'm calling this.
I don't think there's a resolution here to be found. I think we should call it.
None.
Let's get out.
None.
But so when we used to be out and about, Ro, producer Grace used to be in the studio. She used to be doing what you're doing, pushing the buttons. But we had to put a stop to that because she would just break down and
cry.
Guys, there'd be a lot of tears.
Guys, that checks out. That really checks out.
Ro, I don't know. You were with Grace at the moment, with producer Grace at the moment. Did you see any visual tears? Were there any tears from producer Grace?
No tears. No, she kept it.
No, I'm keeping those inside until this finishes, and then I'm going to go home and just have a bit of a cry, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, look.
The journal's going to be wet, guys.
Here's the thing. This must happen. This must happen all the time. And we're not just talking in work. We're talking in any kind of situation. Maybe it was a family dinner. You know, maybe it was a holiday. Maybe it was your drive to work. Whatever it was, this is the question we're asking right now. 1360, what went wrong?
I'm going to actually go to Ro here first, before we go to the phones. Ro, surely you've got some sort of radio when it went wrong moment outside of this. Make us feel better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I don't work at one of the other networks that rhymes with Miss. Because I once left the mic on and was talking to one of the boys in the studio. And was I swearing? Of course I was swearing.
And it all went to air.
All went to air, babe.
Oh, no
tears, though. No tears. The word.
You owned it?
Miss,
did you own it?
But not on air. I just acted like it didn't happen.
It's hard not to own it when it's Ro's voice swearing.
To be fair, I wasn't like talking into the microphone. It was like, it was back here and the news was on, but like you could hear it.
Over the bulletin.
It was a word that rhymed with duck.
Yeah, I thought so.
People driving go, did he say truck? What's the news?
Happens all the time, guys.
It's not even after 8:40. You can't swear. All right.
Just Louise.
All right. 1360, Australia, jump on the phones right now. What went wrong?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nath Show back on the air and live around the country, which wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for Big Ro, who's getting another round of applause.
Here he is.
He's kept us on air.
Clap him on, boys. Clap him on.
No, don't clap him out because we need him for the entire show.
Hang on, that's me. That's my fault. Sorry, we're all good. Shit.
Maybe we should have clapped him out.
Clap him out, boys. Why did that start?
I was just literally going to be like, Ro, you should send this to the bosses and be like, how good am I? The next thing out of my mouth.
I don't even know this is happening. What's going on? This sucks. Anyway, we're on.
Good?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air, mate.
Yeah, the song just keeps starting. I'm not playing it. Have you got something going on your end? Because the song just keeps starting.
I haven't touched anything, but all right, we'll push on. Because we're asking the question, and how perfect is this? 1360, what went wrong? Because things continually go wrong in life and on this show. Point, reason, example, absolutely proven. That wasn't even planned, guys. This is why I love live radio, Jim.
Anything you're hearing on the show tonight is unplanned. Listen to this. We have crunched up the show plan. No. This is all live. We obviously didn't plan to start at 9:20.
Dan from the Central Coast. Dan, we got you there, mate. Can you hear us?
Maybe you there?
Dan. Hello, Dan.
Dan? Dan, we got him. I love it. Dan, what went wrong?
33 years ago when the umbilical cord got cut, started to go wrong. But anyway, I was in America. I was working in a kids' camp in America while I was doing some farming and all that stuff, and I got fired, so they put me on a Greyhound from San Diego to L.A. My passport got stolen, so I had to go to downtown L.A. police station. Yeah, 7560. Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry, where are you? Dan,
where
Dan,
are you?
Where are you?
I'm menu logging.
Oh,
menu.
Yeah.
Did you just say your PIN code or something live on the air?
Oh, no. No, it was the order number. Order number.
Oh, right. What went wrong?
Sorry,
gave
Dan.
Away my card
sorry,
details. Sorry, Dan, keep going.
My passport got stolen, so I had to go down to downtown LA police station. I sat there for 5 hours and filled an incident report. Then I was catching a bus back.
Content dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
You're teasing me, you naughty, naughty.
This is the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Oh, right. he fell off. What happened?
Yeah.
There?
Oh, thanks, Rowan. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I wish we could have heard more of Dan and his shit stories.
I'm so glad. Has Grace gone home answering the phone?
Thanks, Grace.
What happened there? Hi, Ness from the Sunny Coast. Please rescue what the hell is left of this.
How are you going down there in Hobart?
Oh, yeah, mate. Just one foot in front of the other, Ness.
I stand by the fact we should have called it earlier. Ro, this is your fault.
Oh, shut up, mate.
I was born down there.
Vanessa, what went wrong?
Oh, look, heaps has gone wrong in my life, but more's gone right. But look, here's a good one for you guys. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I was coming home from work, and there were some workmen on the road pouring some hot tar on the road, doing a section of the road, you know, pouring hot tar, what have you. And they said to me, now, you know, they've done the sign, got the lights going left, and I've gone, well, hang on a second. And I've gone right, and I've gone probably about so many metres in the hot tar, my car, and I had hot tar everywhere, all under my car, all over my wheels, a lot of damage to the car. Yeah, so that's went wrong.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Bye. Eric from Liverpool. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Cool, mate.
We've been better, Eric, I'll be honest.
You'll feel much better after you hear my story.
Oh, okay. Good. All right, mate.
Save the day,
good.
Eric.
What went wrong?
So I got to meet my baby niece for the first time.
Yeah.
And in my excitement, I was nuzzling her. And then I went to pat her on the back. Mm. And I felt a squish. So I basically squeezed her nappy and caused it to overflow, and then she shat in my hand.
Oh. You're right, we feel better. Let's get out of here, right?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Back on the air, the help of Ro from the Abby Chatfield Show from Hot Nights. He's here sticking around. Producer Grace. We've got all the team here. Producer Grace, you're here as well. You want to test your mic for me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, good.
Barely. Yeah, in body, not spirit.
Yeah. Phones just got straight through, did they? Got some great news for the team, because if you're looking for a career change, much like this show, I have the top 10 Aussie jobs in high demand.
Great. Hey. That's
yes.
Good news.
So I think everyone other than Rowan's going to be okay, because Rose saved the day, whereas the three of us, not really sure what's going on. Mm. I still stand by my decision to call it early. If we left.
Within seconds.
Wouldn't have those phones. The Albanese government has released the top 10 in-demand professions that are forecasted to boom in the next 5 years. So I'm going to pump through these. If you guys are interested, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
Top 10. We've got number one, construction managers. Mm-hmm. Number two.
All that construction stuff kind of molds into one for me. Don't really understand what they do.
Okay.
I know they make a lot of money.
They build stuff. I think that's my understanding of it.
No, you know what? Okay, I've changed what we're doing here. I'm going to go through the list, and Grace is going to break it down just so everyone.
Just tell us what everything does.
Okay.
I'll.
Okay. All right, number two, Grace, civil engineering professionals.
They look at buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Early childhood pre-primary school teachers.
They mould the minds of young children.
I wanted basic explanations. Somehow these have got more.
Can you undo your request?
I know what an early childhood person does.
Okay, it's not about you, mate. I didn't say you. I said you can break it down for the audience.
Okay.
It's not about me.
All right.
All right, registered nurses.
Help sick people.
ICT business and systems analysts.
Oh, computers.
Hmm. Software and applications programmers.
Computers.
Electricians.
Hey, bro, do you and I want to head off?
Yeah. You know, can you come over here? There's this big green button you have to press. It's play.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Hey, look, Nate, I want to do something here for, if you can. Can you fire off a round of applause?
I can do a round of applause.
Yes.
Yeah.
Round of applause for Ro.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
If you are just joining us, Rowan's here. He's basically sort of pushing the buttons. He's making sure the show goes to air.
Mm.
And I want to help Row out, Nath, because you and I, we love Rowan.
We do love him.
We really do. And I want to throw back to the Hot Nights at Abbey Chatfield, because
mm-hmm.
I was listening to it tonight and I was chuckling along to some of Rowan's unappreciated jokes.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
But no, the moment I want to talk about, Rose, you're talking about nicknames, right? And yes. I'm not sure that you deserve Sluggy. I know it's a nickname that you've got from that show, but I think that you're deserving of something much better.
You're much more than that, man.
And I don't know if you know this, Rob, but Nate's great at giving nicknames.
Oh,
it's a real talent.
You're one of them. There's always people out there that are good at nicknames.
Yeah.
Phenomenal at it, mate. Phenomenal. To the point where we even have our own segment. It's called A Nickname, A Nickname.
A nickname, a nickname. We can give one to you, say.
But I'd love you to give me a nickname.
It's where essentially we normally get people to call through, Jim, don't we?
Yeah.
We ask a few questions about them and then together we offer them a nickname that they don't have to take.
Because I thought tonight, Rose doing us a solid, I thought we could do a solid for him live on air.
That's
all the good nicknames come live on air.
But I just
don't feel, for me personally, Ro, I don't think Sluggy suits you. So
thank you. Do you know how I got Sluggy?
I don't. No,
no, tell us this story.
Because Abby was dancing in front. It was at the end of the show. Abby was dancing like this. And I said, oh, you look like one of those girls who dances in front of Jabba the Hutt. And she said, what's that? She doesn't watch movies. And I said, oh, he's like a big slug. And she stopped and went, oh, it's too easy. It's too easy. And I didn't know what she meant. She said, I'm dancing in front of you because you're a big slug. And that's what it is.
Huh.
Okay, that's where it came from.
See, I still don't think. Now, get to know Ro.
Yeah,
ask a few questions.
So, Ro, this is how we normally do it. We'll ask a couple of questions.
Yep.
We do know, but this is more for everybody else. We'll get to know Ro.
It's a stitch up. Good. Yep.
And then together, Jim, we can come up with a nickname for him. Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so
okay.
we can fire off some questions. So
please,
Ro,
please.
Sport. What are you into? You got a favourite sporting code or sporting team?
Basketball. Love basketball. Love the Jack Jumpers. I'm obviously Tassie proud. I want to be, I'm a Jack Jumpers boy.
It's the green for me.
Okay. Jackies are on the march.
We love Luca Brasi. Did you know this, Ro?
The Richo boys.
Luca Brasi invented the shooey.
Doesn't surprise me.
Those
East Coast boys are loose.
Means you like them even more now. Yeah, this is good. You go, Jim.
Yeah, Ro. What's your favourite drink? What's your go-to drink?
You know what I do love? I do love a Hendrix tonic.
Mm. Hendrix tonic, okay.
Hendrix tonic. With a little bit of cracked pepper on the top. Oh, baby.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Arty. Ro, what do you like to do on your weekends, bud?
Drink. I like to drink. I like to DJ. I like to drink. I basically like to go out. I know I sound like a 21-year-old, but I do it.
Mate, you're allowed to.
I like to go out and about. Also, I like to sit on the couch and just watch telly.
Okay.
Do you like a wine, Ro? Do you like drinking wine?
You know, I hadn't drunk wine in a while, but on the weekend I had a bottle of red and was like, I can get back into this.
Right, so you do like your wine.
I like basically if it's like liquid and goes down, it makes me feel fun, I'm into it.
Okay.
Basically.
And the other thing I wanted to say about you, Ro, and correct me if I'm wrong,
please,
is you do a lot for other people. I mean, you're helping our show. You're caring. Would you say that you've got a big heart? You've got a big ticker looking out for people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not big most places, but the heart, massive.
Big heart. Okay.
Big heart.
Big heart, guys. Yeah.
All right.
Fucking got a checklist there. This is great.
Yeah, let's just get through it.
Man, I'll tell you what, nickname experts. All right, Jim, how are you going? Are you going something for Ro?
We'll both give him a nickname, and it can be up to Rowan for what he chooses.
Right, okay.
Ro, you can say no to both.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to.
I like that you're respectful on the fact that, we'll try, but...
Well, because we know sometimes they suck.
Look, and Nath, I'll be honest, Nath is usually better at it than me, so he will go second. I'm going to kick things off. Ro, I've got to know you a bit, obviously, behind the scenes as well, and I feel like that inside of you there's a frustrated musician. You know what I mean? Musicians, you said, you like to party, you like to go out, you like to drink. That's what musicians do. I know you're close with a few of the Peking Duck boys.
Mm-hmm. They're the boys.
They're the boys, Adam and Rubes. I just feel like that's inside of you. So I did a quick Google of famous musicians who love to party. Keith Moon. Keith Moon, the drummer from The Who.
Yeah.
And also, people don't know this, but behind the scenes, Rowan always moons us.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you the nickname Mooney.
The Mooney.
The Mooney.
Rhymes with Booney. I'm into it.
Yeah.
describing.
Okay, Mooney. That's good. That's
Mooney.
Good.
Mooney Booney. Another famous Tasmanian from Launceston.
Mine, I mean, look, although Jim, you did say mine have more thought, they don't necessarily. They just often have a pun in them. Yours often have more explanation. Yeah.
You
mine
are
don't.
The pun guy, aren't you?
I am the pun guy. Yeah. So here's, look, mine is based off the fact that you do enjoy a beverage. You like a gin. As a you gin. Said, you also like a wine, which is good. And you also have a big heart, which is why I'm going to name you after one of the richest people in Australia, Gina Winehart.
Calling me Gina what? I think the Mooney's better. But I actually prefer Sluggy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
131060, where's your name? As in, is it on an honour board? Is it in wet cement somewhere? Is it etched somewhere on a tree or on a desk? 131060, because Jim, in a recent post, good friend of the show, Aussie actress Isla Fisher, we love Isla Fisher. One of the greats, too.
She
is. One of the greats. She could barely contain her excitement, guys, after she enjoyed a fantail lolly and found out that the classic Who Am I puzzle on the wrapper, it was her. It was her own Who Am I on the fantail. I mean, let's quickly run around the room. Jim, do you like fantails? Yes or no? You're not a big sweets guy?
Nah, but when I was a kid, I'll be honest with you, I looked at the fantail wrappers and in my own head, I never said this to anyone, but in my own head I went, it'll be me one day.
Oh, you want to be on a fantail Who Am I? Ro, who's helping us out this evening, what do you reckon? Fantails?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, stuffing in me. A bit sticky on the back molar, but real nice.
Yeah, not great.
It's trying to get him out with his tongue.
I mean, as somebody who has had a fake tooth, producer Grace, fantails wouldn't have been good for you.
Yeah, I've also got wires on the back of my teeth. I'm always worried I'm going to rip the wire out with a fantail. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wildlife Animal Sanctuary.
But here's the thing. She was so stoked. She's captioned the photo. Can't believe it, guys. I'm on a fantail. # fangirl for life. And it got me thinking. It is pretty cool when you see your name on something and it's something permanent, you know, and it's something that you've done potentially from a long time ago. Jim, I know a big thing that you like doing is writing your name in wet cement. In fact, you even are doing it as a 30-year-old because we were walking through the city the other day and you almost stopped to do it the other day to write what Jimmy was here.
Yeah, one of shout out to Hannah from work. She caught me with my finger about to go into the wet cement. And she was just like, Jimmy, what are you doing? I do regret it, though, because when I was younger, there's one out the front of my house because the gutter was fresh cement right in front of my house.
It was fresh cement.
And I went, here we go. I can write something forever. And I wrote 1997 in it. So I wrote this in 1997.
Yeah.
And I wrote Jimmy. And then I wrote was, W-A-Z. And then I wrote ear, E-A-R.
So good. So one of the greats.
Yeah, not E-R-E. I wrote ear because I'm like, I'm different. I go back and I'm like, just should have wrote was here.
See, I love that. And then even to the extension, I love seeing your name on a board for something you achieved many years ago as well. A friend of ours was at my old school the other day and walked into where all the honour boards are up. And I remember I won a bit of a nothing award when I went to school and it was called the School Spirit Award. It was essentially a participation award. So, like, the person who came with a smile on
their
face.
Been, surely there's some rugby. Your rugby school team went undefeated. Surely your name somewhere.
Oh, it's in a book, but it's not. I wasn't the captain of the team. So.
Surely the whole team doesn't get a...
No. I mean, we got a book. So, it's in the book. That's fun.
That's not doesn't count, mate.
No, it's not. I'm on the honour board for school spirit. So, show up with a smile on my face. And they FaceTimed me the other day. And they were like, hey, have a look at this. You're still on the school spirit board. Which, took me back to my prime.
You know,
11.
In my school, I'm on the Stars of the Past. There is a framed photo of me and a plaque. I'm etched in. It's like a trophy.
Yeah, phenomenal.
It's very disappointing that you're folded out of the photo, but we're still working on that.
One day I'm going to do the show from Gundawindi Prime. What is it, Gundawindi State High?
Yeah. So, Ro, I'm in the Stars of the Past, Gundawindi State High School. It's not many of us.
Six.
And so they put up and they go, Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath, but Nath got folded out of the photo.
That's not
and
fair.
My old man was so upset. He went down there and he goes, how dare you? You know, he's like, Nath's like my brother. Dad goes, how dare you? And they go, well, Nath didn't go to this school. And this is how Dad explained it to him. Dad goes, yeah, but if Ringo Starr from the Beatles went to your school, would you put a photo of Ringo up? Or would you put a photo of the whole Beatles up there?
That's true.
And I love the principal returned and said, are you comparing your son to the Beatles? Absolutely.
Dad goes, they're bigger than Jesus.
And Jesus is on the wall. Ro, what about your name, mate? Is that anywhere you're any up in Launceston growing up in Tassie, right? Your name on some trees?
No, funnily, actually just in the foyer of Riverside High School.
Yeah.
Most handsome.
Most handsome.
No,
yes.
Mate, I've it's been a dream of mine. Nothing, no name anywhere.
But
not even on the Hot Nights poster. Sorry.
Oh. Get a texter, mate. Get a texter. All right, 131060, Australia, jump on the phones right now. I'm calling these forever names. Names that will be in a place, hopefully forever. Wet cement, is it an honour board, is it etched into a tree? Whatever it is, 131060, Australia, where is your name? If you jump on the phones right now, we've got some movie tickets to give away as well. We're looking for your forever names. Where's your name, Australia? 131060, it's Jimmy and A.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Just ask the question, 131060. We're talking forever names, guys. Where is your name? Where is your name that'll hopefully stay there forever? This is after Isla Fisher found a fan tale. She did the Who Am I on the back, and surprise, surprise, it was her, which I love that so much. Casey from Sydney. Casey, welcome to the show. We got you?
Yeah.
Case, where's your name?
At Homebush, at the Olympic Games, I was a volunteer, so I've got my name up when I go visit Homebush.
Okay. Whereabouts is it? In Olympic Stadium, Case?
Yeah. So there's a whole list of names, and so I'm up there to remember my Sydney 2000 Olympic volunteer.
Casey, this is including my dad as well, but everybody I know who volunteered at the Sydney Olympics still has and still wears the free volunteer kit that they had. Are you one of these people?
I still have it, but I had a guy from the US. He wanted to give me $2,000 for my uniform.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. It was, I think, a collector's item for him or something, but it was only my day two, so I couldn't get away from the uniform.
So, okay, so you didn't sell it? You didn't get the cash?
Didn't get the cash, no.
Yeah. Oh. So can I have your used socks from the Olympics? Think you wanted them for a different reason.
Columbine from Bendigo. Hello, Columbine. We got you there?
Yes.
Columbine, where's your name?
My name is at my old high school.
Okay, whereabouts? Is it on an honour board or something?
No, it's on a brick permanently placed in the ground.
Oh, a ground brick.
Love okay, brick. Explain the ground brick.
It's just got my dates of the years I attended the school. My whole family's there.
Oh, that's not. Did everybody get to do this, Columbine, or was it just you? Or did you just do it?
I think it was an option for people, so my whole family's done it.
Do you ever go?
So everyone at this school buries a brick underground.
No, it's people walk on it.
Oh, sorry.
I was about to say, what's the point in writing your name on a belt?
So confused there.
Jules from Padstow to wrap things up. Hi, Jules.
Hey, guys.
Jules, where's your name?
Okay, so a bit of a different one here. I put my name on a note and screwed it into an old school hard drive when I was about in year 8.
Mm.
And had a ton of issues with that computer, and I thought, I'll put a note in there, fold it in, screwed it in, and I got a call from a technician about 11 years after that saying, you sounded cute, and I'm saying hi.
Oh, my God.
What was on the note?
I don't know if cool or creepy.
You know what? I was in year 8. God knows what I wrote on that note. It was probably like, this is a shit computer or something, and please.
How do you sound cute if you just write saying that this is a shit computer?
Look, I was 13, 14, I don't know. But yeah, they did call me back.
This is a shit computer. You sound cute. You've got a way with words.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yes, big show tonight. We've got myself, Nate, we've got you, we've got producer Grace, and we've got Big Ro.
Hey, guys. G'day, guys.
Cast of thousands, mate. I love it.
Thousands.
This is a big family.
I love those radio shows, you know, where four or five people are yelling. No idea what's going on.
Yeah, and they've all got funny names like Jazzo, the dog, Slinky, make some noise.
Waking you up in the morning.
Yeah.
Making your breakfast.
Jazzo, the dog, and Slinky, reheated.
I think that shows up for an Acra.
That would be.
Yeah. Sorry, right. You deserve one.
By the way, guys, if you don't listen to Hot Nights, you don't listen to Jimmy and Nath, makes sense. They got 6 nominations. We got We got less than one, which is zero.
Hey, they weren't based on tonight's show, though. I can tell you that much.
I'll be honest. There was no tech issues. There was no tech issues. Ro just wanted to stick around on the show.
I wanted to be in a nominated show for once. Just for once.
You know what, Ro? If we get six, I'll give you one.
There you go. We'll etch your name on it.
Yeah. You hand me one of the six and go, this is yours for helping out, I'm throwing it off the world famous.
I might kick it. Yeah. It's a good video.
Mate, if we've got six, we can spare one for you. So it's fine.
Good for content. Good for content.
You know what? We'll give you two.
good for the
Nate's producer, Grace Rowe, the Great Australian Dog Survey has revealed the most popular dog names of 2022.
I love this.
What I thought as I was doing earlier with a list, I'll punch through them. And if you guys want to stop down, chat about it, find it interesting, just let me know, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 10 to 1.
Just quickly, this operation worked really well last time, didn't it?
I'm going to zip it, just so you know.
Don't zip it, mate. Don't do that. We need you.
That's what people want from you. You know what I mean? Yeah. The unhinged content. Yeah. What's she going to say? Nobody knows. Number 10, Tilly.
Sucks. Next.
Nah, not into Tilly.
Number 9, Daisy.
Yeah. No, nice don't like that.
Number 8, Molly.
Yeah, oh, lots of E names, yeah.
There's no E in Molly. It's a Y.
No, Molly.
Oh, the noise. Daisy. You're talking the
sound chat. Sound chat.
Sound chat. This is good. Yeah. Secret sound. Hang up.
Number 7, Archie.
See, I told you.
If they're all like that.
Number 6, Bella. Okay. Number 5, Frankie.
Frankie's fun. I like Frankie.
Frankie's a great name.
For a sausage dog. Like a
Frankie. Well, I mean, Ro, you were just talking about potentially one day hopefully getting a, what do you want, a British bulldog or something?
One of those big, fat English bulldogs that just like look like they're just loving life sick.
Yeah, love those. Would you call it?
Struggling to breathe.
You don't know if they're breathing or coughing or what's going on.
Snoring,
love that.
Yeah.
Health issues, vet bills.
Wake up, Frankie.
Wake up with Shazzo, Jono, Big Henry and the Rock. Number 4, Ruby.
Yeah, E.
Yeah, Ruby, yeah.
Number 3, Buddy.
Buddy has got to be. Surely that's always been in the top 10.
I don't think I've ever met a dog named Buddy.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's right up there with, like, Spot.
Have you ever met a dog named Spot? Same as Fido gets a lot of credit for being a dog name. I've never met a dog named Fido.
Yeah.
That's true. I've never met a Fido.
I've never met a Fido. I've never met a Spot.
Yeah, that's
You've never
I
met
mean.
A Spot?
Yeah.
I've met it. Get this. I've met a Spot, had no spots. Not white. It was like an ironic name. Yeah, it's like, you know, with, like, Fat Tony and stuff, but he's really skinny. It's like that. It's like Spot because he doesn't have any spots.
Mm. Number 2, Charlie.
Yeah.
It's not a bad name, I mean.
And number 1 is Luna.
Luna.
I wouldn't have picked that. Luna's nuts. Sorry, Grace, what would you have picked?
Well, I always think my dog, Bailey.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
If you want a little bit of a peek behind the curtains and you want to see things going horribly wrong for the start of the show, head to our Instagram, Jim. You just put a cracking video up there, at Jimmy and Nate. Check it out, guys.
Yes, and I'm actually in the process of uploading a second video. Yeah.
Jeez, you're busy today. For somebody who wanted to chuff off at 9:02 when we're off air.
Well, I better pull my finger out now, shouldn't I? Bloody made me be here. Might as well do something.
It's almost Rowan and I who's helping us push the buttons.
It was just,
almost...
you know, I'm feeling the load of not only the show, the Hit Network. Thank God.
I can't wait to hear Rowan, Carrie and Tommy tomorrow.
He's just going to stay on. He's doing every breakfast show tomorrow. Guys, Finland's party prime minister. You would have seen her in the news. She's a current world fave. Her name, I don't know if I'm saying this right. I probably need to ask Producer Grace this. Sanna Marin, Producer Grace. Is that how you say it? Sanna Marin? I think it's something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Sanna Marin.
Let's run with that.
Yeah, let's go with it. She's been making headlines lately after stories, photos, videos have been circulating of her love to have a good time, guys. Go out and party the Finnish house down. I'm loving this from the PM. She's even had to apologise a few times recently for videos of her grinding on her model friends and dancing, and even some, you may have seen these, some Rudy Nudie photos of her friends flashing at Finnish nightclubs.
Yeah. Went down a TikTok.
I bet you did.
As someone who is currently sober for 6 months, and as you know, I love to party.
Oh, you've been there.
Party too hard, yeah. Some may say. Mm. I got to touch the sun and I got to live to remember it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she loves to party.
She definitely does.
I can see.
Ro, have you seen these? Have you heard about Sanna Marin, the Finnish Prime Minister?
Yeah, and can I be honest? I'd like to get down with Marin. I reckon that would be a lot of fun. And can you imagine partying at the, because it's, the problem is that it's at the house, right? The problem,
yeah,
the photos,
this is what happened.
House, right? That's the fun part.
Mm, she loves to party at home.
So she called it, so it's also her workspace. So she called it a workspace. This is what people are up in arms about. But it was after work. It's not like she was making important Finland decisions.
Can I quickly shout out our very own, our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, for sculling a beer at a Gang of Youths concert the other
night.
Loves it. So.
Loves it. Mm. Well, this is the thing. So Sanna Marin, she's come out because, of course, the tabloids, the media guys, they're going after her.
Jeez, aren't the media the worst?
I hate the media. Don't ever listen to her. Oh, I know. Well, yeah.
We're not. We're different.
No,
we're like cool media.
We're entertainment guys. We're not regular media. So this is what she said. She said, personally, I don't see anything wrong with it. The fact that even we politicians at this level, we have free time. We like to spend it with friends. We also live other lives, and the citizens' tasks in elections is always to evaluate the point of view. I trust the Finns and the Finns' ability to judge. If they have an issue, we'll find out in the polls. How good is that?
You know what I mean? So good.
Good on her. Partying, guys.
Isn't that like one of the wildest things, you know, like, and no, good on her, because, you know, I think you can be a professional and I still think you can party and go out.
You can have a good time.
But when you sort of grow up, when you're about 18 or whatever, like, you know, and you start a party with, you know, doctors and you know, people that you think shouldn't be giving it a real nudge, and you're like, hang on, I get medical advice from this person. I'm holding their hair back while they're throwing up into a toilet at 3
a.m. Absolutely. Here's what I want to ask out. 131060, of course she's the boss of Finland, right? She's the top dog. She's the Prime Minister. 131060, did you get on it with the boss? Now, this happens a lot of the time. I mean, we were just briefly talking off air for a few instances, Jim. I mean, most recently, a couple of years ago, we went out with our big, big boss. And I remember at one point, you were accidentally smashing glasses. Remember that? We were sitting there and you smashed like three glasses. You weren't like going, throwing on the ground.
I mean, we won't say what boss it was, but it was a boss that is high up at this radio station. Mm. We were telling Rowan about it. Mm. And Rowan, we were at a bar and I'd had
bar?
A few. And,
a bar? It was a bar, was it?
It was a bar!
It was a bar, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah. We had a few drinks at a bar.
Mm.
And to make a point, I slammed my glass down, shattered it, went and got another drink. I kept telling the same story, shattered my glass again, and they're like, mate, if you keep doing this, we're going to lose our jobs.
Yeah, and that's when that particular boss said, let's move on to McDonald's, shall we? Where the cups are plastic. There was also, remember, there was that instance when we used to work for another radio company. And
Can I tell the story?
You can tell the story.
So,
because I don't remember it.
So, Ro, we used to work for another radio station, and using your something that rhymes with, it rhymes with MOVA.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay, great. Yep. I know that one.
Yeah, so we used to work there for a bit, and they had a MOVA awards night.
Mm.
And so I chose to go home a little earlier than Nath.
The responsible one.
Responsible one, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
May have been with someone, but let's not get into the...
May have.
Parts of the story. Yeah. Allegedly. And so I don't know what happened. So in the morning I wake up, Nathan and I are staying at the same apartment, and I roll over to Nathan and I go, oh, geez. I was like, how'd you go last night? Did you have a big one? And Nathan goes, oh, no, man. Like, I probably stumbled in behind you like 5 minutes after.
Just a quiet one.
And I went, yeah, cool. Anyway, got up, went to the bathroom and looked at my phone because I had a bunch of Snapchats from other people I work with, and I opened them. And I kid you not, Nath is throwing our CEO, former CEO, up into the air and catching her. He's like, "Wee!"
We were doing like the what's the dance move where you hold somebody up in the air?
It wasn't dirty dancing.
It was dirty dancing.
If you go out with Nath and he looks at you and sizes you up and reckons he can throw you into the air, he does it. Sorry to bring it up again, but the Acras, the radio's Night of Nights. Mm. I walked
don't
up to the bar.
Don't care about it.
I walked up to the bar. Nath is throwing Grant Denyer up and catching him in the air.
He's like 40 kilos. He's fine.
He loved it. He was going, wee! He's like, he's got a seesaw. Again!
All right, 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. Getting on it with the boss. When did you get on it with the boss? 131060. If you give us a buzz, we've got $100 skull candy vouchers to give away as well. You want one of those? 131060. When did you get on it with the boss?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
When did you get on it with the boss? When did you get on it with the boss? This is after Jim Finlay's party prime minister, Sanna Marin. Look, we love her, but she's in a bit of strife because a few photos have come out of her just partying in the off-season, you know, when she's not working.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what's happened.
We're only saying it earlier on the show, you know, Rowan, who's, you know, helping us out tonight, is a frustrated musician trapped in a radio announcer's body.
Absolutely.
And Ro, you know...
See, this is now, don't, can you not put that out there? That's why I hang out with the musicians. Everyone just assumes I'm the same and I get the same perks. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
He just leaves before they ask him to play anything.
I'm on side stage. I drink all their drinks. Like, that's why I go. It's like, don't make me get up there and DJ.
Do something. Ro, have you partied with the boss? Have you got a story for us?
That
you can tell it.
Oh, a lot of times. I remember, like, we were in Spain with, like, a couple of the bosses. We went to the MTV, like, EMA's big one, and, yeah, that was naughty. That was bad. That was bad. I, like, ran into Nicki Minaj. I said, oh, sorry, and then I got pushed, and they were like, get out of the way, mate. When'd you get on it with the boss? Derulo was looking at me like a weirdo.
Yeah. Brittany from Toronto. Hi, Britt. Welcome to the show. We got you there.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Britt. When did you get on it with the boss?
Well, I technically haven't. I worked on private yachts for many years, so no naming names.
Sure.
But you always have that people asking, oh, yeah, you know, have a drink with us. And I've had a few younger crew members go, oh, yeah, we'll do it. And they've just not ended out very well at the end of that night.
Right. Okay. So in this situation, Britt, are you the boss?
No, the boss owns the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're having a drink with the boss of the boat.
Staff are trying to kick on and then it doesn't end well.
Well, you know, the boss is like very encouraging. You know, everyone wants to have fun on a private yacht. You know, everyone is having fun. You know, it's a party and stuff. And a few of the younger crew members have always gone, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And then they have to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then just, you know, they'll end up with one of the boss's daughters or, you know, something they shouldn't be doing.
Britt, can I?
It's just got interesting.
Yeah, I mentioned that, but I would like to know more. I mean, you did sort of say that there might have been some celebrities there. Can you tell us any names of, you know, big names you've been on with yachts?
No, never. It's all hush hush, guys. All
okay,
hush, well, hush.
Can have you narrow
ever,
down?
Okay, have you ever had to sign an NDA?
Every boat is an NDA.
So they're non-disclosure agreements for people listening to the show. So, like, sometimes celebrities make people sign them so you can't tell stories.
Can you tell us, like, singers, actors, both?
You get a little bit of everything on some people's yachts, you know. It might not be a celebrity that everybody, you know, knows when they see them, so...
Okay.
We're on late night radio, so we don't have a yacht. We've got a dinghy that we take people out on, which is nice.
It's not a dinghy. It's an inflatable pool in my backyard.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
You've got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. Look, we've got a cast of thousands in here. We've got Ro helping us out in the buttons. Producer Grace, of course, is in here. Regular part of the show, Jim, you and I. This is good because I want to open this up to the floor here.
Grace just gave like the biggest yawn and sort of slapped herself. And
she's over this, guys. She's really done.
No,
she's doing good, though.
I had a real rough sleep last night. I woke up and I was like, today's going to be a bad day. And then there was just...
It's always good when you start the day with, God, today's going to suck.
So it really was Grace's fault, eh?
Yep. I said that on the live stream earlier. I went on live and I went, not sure why, but I feel like...
Grace, did you have your evening coffee? Because normally you walk down and get a little cough.
Yeah,
I did,
but just didn't hit the same tonight. Just because then we had the tech issues. It was
I do love
stressful.
The idea of just getting up, though, in the morning and just going, geez, it's going to be awful. And I'm going to do everything in my day, in my way to make it suck.
Yeah, just really lean into it.
I was trying. I went and sat in the sun for a bit and got some vitamin D.
Oh, maybe that's what you
good
need.
For you.
Some more vitamin D, mate.
Yeah,
maybe
definitely need some D.
That's what you need. Guys, apparently grocery stores, have you heard about this, are manipulating us by using psychological tricks to help us spend more. Have you guys heard this, Ro? Have you heard about grocery shops doing this to us behind
only,
the scenes?
Only like the, you know, they put like the stuff they want you to buy at your eye level and then the cheaper stuff at the bottom.
Which is a big one. So here's a few of the things. So there's some new research that said what they want to do is they want to aim to get people to come in for a few items, but then buy a lot more. So when people want to go in and just want to pick up some bread or some milk or something, their aim is to make them leave with a trolley full of stuff. And this is some of the things that they get you with. Some of these I didn't even notice. So apparently, you know how flowers are at the front of grocery stores all the time?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's designed to put you in a good mood with the smell and the sight of them, so you spend more. If you guys are in a good mood, do you spend more? It's almost like the opposite because you feel bad for yourself.
I always wonder who's buying those flowers. Like, who's doing the grocery shopping and going, you know what, I need some daffodils.
I've actually done that a couple of times because I'll be honest, I don't grocery shop very often. I find it really overwhelming.
You've got someone to do it for you.
You've got a few people that go out and do it for you.
My partner enjoys it and I just...
Must be very nice.
I don't enjoy it. So the odd time I do go out grocery shopping, I'm usually already like, I'm either making dinner for my partner as like a treat or I'm like really
like...
That's
a treat. Tonight I'm doing spag bol.
Jeez, you're fun.
Treat.
Babe, we're going to put a steak on the barbie.
Seriously, babe, look, it's soup, but it's in a can.
I'm doing a really big favour, so I'm like, I'm going to get some more brownie points and buy some flowers.
Yeah, right, okay.
That's a long explanation. I buy flowers at the supermarket.
They're cheap too. So what, just like $25, that'll get you some nice flowers there, Grace.
Yeah.
Diner, appreciate them. Okay, how about this? Prepared foods are next to the healthy items so customers can purchase them as a reward. So like when you get like, there's like hot pies or cakes and all that kind of stuff, often they're right next to the fresh produce. So if you feel like you've got some fresh produce, you're like, you know what? I deserve a little snacky snack, and you'll get one of those on top of it. That's by design, guys.
Yeah, because there's like the shopping centre downstairs from work is a Coles, and you never notice that huge hot pie display like right next to the fruit and veg.
I noticed it, yeah.
And I've always wondered. I've been
Yeah.
I'm like, why is the pie warmer next to the apples?
It's part of it. That's why. It's all psychological. Okay, how about this one? This one interests me. Produce is sprayed with mist. So you know sometimes if you go into a Woolies how they have the mist going on it? So apparently it's actually bad because it makes the produce rot faster, but because the stores know if a food item looks fresh and dewy, customers are more likely to purchase them. Right. So if you see a little bit of water on the thing, it makes it look more fresh, convincing people to buy them.
But it's wrong.
You know what I mean?
But it's
but it's but it's will
rotten.
It will rot faster.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
That's how
always,
they get you.
My mum always told me to go for the ugly fruit, right? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how it looks, it's about how it tastes, right?
You're so right.
And the ugly fruit, people are less likely to touch. It looks ugly.
You're right.
You're not going to finger a brown banana.
Are we talking about fruit? What's
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Nath Show wrapping up what has been a roller coaster. A roller coaster of tech issues, emotions, fun and frivolity, and a massive round of applause to Rowan from Hot Nights, who has stuck around.
Yeah, baby, the hottest of the nights tonight, really, isn't it? Wow.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, that
so
seat
fun,
is...
guys.
Mate, thank you for sticking around, buddy. You have made this show a little hotter.
Mate, you know what? I like to say sometimes at work, you do a bit more than you have to. But most of the time, the bare minimum.
Have you ever said that before, Ro? Are you going to start saying it?
Never.
You see, you know they're bringing in timesheets to work? This is good. This is really good.
No. Yeah.
I mean, for us, we work like 7 days. I think it's illegal.
No, because the company will realise, hang on a minute.
Hey, look, it is time for the show rating, right? I don't know if you know we do this, but each and every show, we rate the show out of 10 and we give our reasons why.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to say it's a 0 out of 10.
Okay.
Now, not because of the tech issues, not because the show started at 9:20 or whatever it was. It's because that I made a call when we had the tech issues for all of us to go home. But you idiots, especially Rowan, decided to push on and put a show out there.
Yeah.
So now here I am, still at 11 o'clock. So for me, 0 out of 10.
Mate, you could have been halfway to Snoozeville by now. And instead, you decided to stick
around. Still here with you guys.
Yeah. No, look, it's been a bit of fun. Jimmy's missus was here as well. She'll see the look on her face with that stick around. Oh.
She was, like, she was the one that
so
screwed. She screwed up all the tech just to try and get Jimmy home for the night.
Sorry.
She came outside. I was doing a live stream with Instagram, and I went, "Well, my girlfriend's here because everyone else is busy."
Guys, it's a solid 3 out of 10. 3 out of 10. And the 3 out of 10, Jim, goes to you, myself, and producer Grace. And it does not apply to you, Ro, who is 100%, you are a 10 out of 10 just for sticking around. It's a 3 out of 10 for us. There was panic. But you know what? We still got 3 points, producer Grace, because we managed to just put some stuff together, didn't we?
The show must go on.
Totally.
That's what they say.
The show must
go on. I am going to bring a show first to the show today and give it a -1 out of 10.
Oh, does that take it off like a good show? Like, if we, does that -1 go to a 10?
Yesterday's was an 8, unfortunately, now. No, no. And this, again, does not apply to Rowan. He was an absolute 10 out of 10. The rest, just for me personally, 1 out of 10. I don't think I was very helpful when we had all the tech issues. I was very stressed. And I'll be honest, it dampened my whole mood. So I'm sorry about that, but -1 for me.
And also, producer Grace, you told us before you woke up this morning knowing you were going to have a shit day.
I really did.
Yeah, you ruined it for all of us.
I tried to make it better and it just didn't happen.
Earlier on the show, Nath went outside to me and he goes, I think Grace has done something.
Did he actually?
No.
No, I was in here trying to bloody fix it. He had his keys in his hand trying to leave.
Do I get a rate?
Absolutely.
You know what? I was saying this before, guys. One of the highlights of my show tonight is because I've been staring at this screen looking at you guys the whole time and Grace, that I turned over my right shoulder and realised, oh, shit, she's in the studio with me. That was fun. Second, I was saying to you boys off air, these ridiculous shows are always the ones you remember. I think it's a 6. I'm pretty happy with it.
6 out of 10?
That's solid.
That's pretty good.
I think the 0 and the 3 is like you guys maybe caring a bit much. And I think the 6 is still a good show. And well, trust me, better than just music.
Yeah, you're so right. Better than music. Who listens to radio for music?
I'm changing my rating. 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a 9. Solid. No, well done. Minus Grace's 1, of course. So it's an 8.
Adios, Australia! That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.